I'm going to steal a little story from our now retired bishop, Bishop Dan, regarding the Lord's Prayer. He, of course, is from the South, and he said when he was just starting out in ministry, he was the rector of a small church in a town in North Carolina, and once a month, all the ministers would get together. We do that here over at the Protestant home. It's called the Ministerium. And we get together and discuss what's going on in each other's churches and in the neighborhood, etc. And we take turns, you know, opening the meeting with prayer. And being in North Carolina, Bishop Dan, who is Episcopalian, obviously was sort of outnumbered by the Baptists. And so at one of these meetings, one of the presider got up and he said, "We would like to have Bishop Dan, or Dan at the time, open our meeting with prayer." Now, he's Episcopalian, and they read all of their prayers out of this book. Sort of a dig at us, because, you know, the Baptists are big on extemporaneous prayer. And so he said, "I'd like to ask Dan to get up and read us one of the prayers from his book." And so he opens up the book, the prayer book, and says, "Our Father, who art in heaven." So he kind of got back, and that's good. I don't know if I would have had the wherewithal to do that, but he did. And the point is that this prayer is one of those few things that binds us all of us Christians, together. You know, ever since the beginning, Christians have been quarreling and disputing what this means, what that means, and as you know, at this point in time, the world is full of all different kinds and flavors of Christianity. But there are a few things that still bind us all together, and this is one of them. And I think the reason for that, the obvious reason for that, is that it is a prayer that was given to us by Jesus Christ. And so to be a follower of Jesus Christ, obviously we do the things, we try to do the things that he told us to do. So we participate in baptism, we participate in Holy Communion, and we pray this prayer. Now, I remember as a little child being in Sunday school, and she's not here this week. She's traveling, so I'll embarrass her. Lori Henry is the head of our church school during the school year, and she does a great job, and she could use some help if any of you would like to help her. But church school, we might think of it as just something for the children to do, but it really is a very important ministry, because I know that I can remember things that I learned as a very small child, and this is one of them. So that was a side little commercial for church school, but I remember being in one of those classrooms in my church, and the teacher had one of those felt boards. We don't really see those much anymore, but they were great. It was a big board with blue felt on it, and she had all sorts of different cutouts, cardboard cutouts, with this felt on the back, and you could place them on the board to illustrate Bible stories. Well, in this case, she had a group of cards that had the Lord's Prayer. And it took a few Sundays for us, but bit by bit, she would put each piece on the board, and we memorized the Lord's Prayer. So from the time I was probably, I don't know, between 6 and 8 years old, I knew the Lord's Prayer. So for me, this prayer that Jesus taught has been a part of my life pretty much as long as I can remember, and I'm sure that for you it's similar. So it's one of those things that kind of plays in the background of our minds. We say it every single Sunday. It's said every time we say the daily offices, morning or evening prayer. And it's, again, one of those things that I think is easy to just sort of roll off the tongue and be rote. But think about this prayer, and think about the different times and the different situations in which it is used. I know that it might sound superstitious, but I say it every single time I'm in a plane that's taking off. But think about, these are the words of Jesus. Jesus teaching us to talk to his Father, to our Father, and exactly what to give thanks for and what to ask for. But it's more than that. It's more than just asking for daily bread. It's more than asking for forgiveness, I think. It's a cry from humanity to God to be closer to him, to be more at one with him. And think about the times in your life when you've said this prayer. Maybe you say it every night before you go to bed. Maybe you say it in times of desolation, like when the holy women and St. John were at the foot of the cross. Maybe you say it in times of bereavement, like when Mary and Martha grieved the death of their brother Lazarus. Maybe you say it in times of joy, like when the aged Simeon met the child Christ when he was presented in the temple. But it's a prayer that can be said for anything. You know, every Sunday we read a collect of the day, and today I added two others, which are very specific prayers. And intercessory prayer and specific prayers are very important because they address the needs and concerns and hopes and fears of our community. But this prayer, this particular prayer, the Our Father, is completely and utterly universal. That's the brilliance of it. Of course, it's brilliant. It came from Jesus himself. So no matter where you find yourself on life's journey, you can say this prayer. If you're at a low point, if you're at a high point, if you're questioning your path, questioning have you made the right decisions in life, if you are missing a loved one who's far away, if you're stressed out because of your job or because of things that are going on, certainly with this redevelopment project, I know I've leaned on the Lord's Prayer. It's there for us. Jesus is there for us in this prayer. When we say this prayer, we can imagine being with him like his disciples were in this gospel story. So we give thanks for this gift of the Lord's Prayer, which not only is a prayer that we can say in all times and in all places for all circumstances, but it's a prayer that is also a prayer of hope for Christian unity, because it's one of those few things that binds us all together. And as Jesus said, if you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask of him? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.